This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bedford. Taliban forces in Afghanistan reportedly have captured a top opposition leader. Mujahideen commander Abdul Haq had slipped into southern Afghanistan to try to organize ethnic Pashtuns to unseat the Taliban. The Pakistan-based Afghan Islamic Press says Haq was caught as he tried to escape on horseback despite air support from U.S. helicopters. In the north, U.S. fighters continue intensified bombing as Northern Alliance forces maintained pressure on the strategic city of Mazar-e-Sharif. There are fears of a bloodbath should the city fall. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
If recent history is any judge, there is good reason to worry about the fall of Mazar-e-Sharif.
Unfortunately, every time this city has changed hands, there has been a massacre.
Tom Malinowski is with Human Rights Watch.
In 1997, when the United Front took the city, its forces executed about 3,000 prisoners in the most brutal ways, taking some of them out to the desert to be shot, throwing some of them down wells and throwing hand grenades in after them. The year after that, in 1998, when the Taliban retook the city, they executed about 2,000 prisoners, many of them civilians, belonging to an ethnic minority group known as the Hazara.
There is growing concern among Afghans and foreign observers alike, not only about Mazar-e-Sharif, but the capital, Kabul, as well. When elements of what is now the Northern Alliance controlled the capital for 4 years, beginning in 1992, infighting among the various factions killed tens of thousands, many of them civilians, and left much of the city in ruins, before the Taliban drove the opposition from Kabul in 1996. The fear now is that if the capital does change hands, reprisal killings might follow there as well, something the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in Afghanistan, Kamal Hossein, says the international community should guard against.
The possibility of this kind of change is something that has to be addressed. I would really like to underline this, that I think we should get the message out to those who are engaged in these situations that although immunity has been enjoyed in the past, which has in a way allowed such massacres to take place, those responsible would have to account for the breaches that they have committed.
Both the UN's Kamal Hossein and Human Rights Watch's Tom Malinowski believe that accountability must be established by the Afghans, the international community, or both, to avoid gross human rights violations, which have been the norm in Afghanistan. And, says Malinowski, any government that might replace the Taliban will have to be one which excludes the worst offenders.
I think those commanders who have been involved in the worst abuses, and the United States and the UN need to be sensitive to this, probably should not have a role in the future of Afghanistan. There aren't going to be too many established Democrats in a future Afghan government, given what this country has been through over the last 20 years. But the worst of the worst should be relegated to the past.
The worst of the worst, as Malinowski puts it, includes several leading figures in the opposition. Should the Taliban fall, keeping them out of any future government may prove difficult. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.